There was a great sage named Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. We learned about him last night. He was the one who took Rabbi Eliezer into his home. He was the poor blacksmith who was a huge, huge Talmud Chacham. He was a lady. And he also knew the Tanakh very well. The early Christians would try to argue with him in verses, and he was the one who was very, very well versed in verses. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. And he was honored among the Romans. They valued him for his wisdom. He knew astronomy very well. He knew the sciences very well. And he was a huge Talmid Chacham, even though he was very poor. So on occasion he came to Rome, and the Jews told him that the Romans had captured a Jewish child. There was a Jewish child that was being held into captivity, a good-looking boy, and he's got beautiful locks, he has beautiful eyes, seems to come from an important family, and we only wonder what the Romans plan on doing with this boy. You know, the Romans used to take children for immoral behavior. So when Rabbi Yeshua heard that this good-looking boy was taken by the Romans, he was very sad. He figured he'll try to figure out what's going on here. And if he finds out that there really is a boy being held in captivity like that, so he'll do his best to release him. One of the biggest mitzvot we have in the Torah is called Pidyon Shvuim, redeeming someone from captivity. That's a mitzvah. For that, we'd even sell a Sefer Torah. We would take the money we put together to build a shul. We'd do anything to save a person from captivity. So he went to the jail, and he tried to verify who the child was, but the guards didn't know him. So they weren't willing to talk to him or let him into the jail. And he stood at a distance from the jail, and he started looking at the windows, trying to see what's going on there. He looks through the windows, and he sees one of the windows, there's a child looking out from behind the soladim, behind the metal poles. The child is pale. He's sad, and he's looking outside. He wonders, is that the child? How could he find out? So, Rabbi Yoshua started walking and making believe he was talking to himself. And he's walking near the jail, and he quotes the beginning of a pasuk. He quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, from Isaiah. Minatan limshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael lebozizim. Who gave the Jewish people to be consumed, to be attacked by their enemies, to be looted by the enemies? And the child sees him, hears the beginning of the verse, and calls back the end of the verse. Hallo Hashem, it's God that gave us into this situation. Zu chatanu lo, it's because we sinned before him. Velo avu vidrachav aloch, velo shame'u b'torato. Because the Jews didn't want to go in his footsteps. They didn't listen to the Torah. So he quotes the beginning of the verse, and the child in the jail quotes in the end of the verse. Just a second. When Rabbi Yeshua heard this, he knew he had found the boy, and his eyes started tearing. Now he knew that this was the boy they were talking about, a boy that knew Tanakh, and he's being captured by the Romans. The child had heard him quote the pasuk, and the child simply quoted the end of the pasuk. He didn't start wailing or bawling or saying, help me, save me. Rabbi Yeshua understood that this was an unusual child. So Rabbi Yeshua took a vow. He said, I'm not leaving the city till I get this boy out. And even though technically we have a mitzvah when it comes to redeem someone, that there's a limit to the price we're willing to pay. Now Halacha says, if you pay too much, then they'll keep capturing Jewish children, and then you're hurting people in the future. You have to take an accounting for the long term. So even though we value this mitzvah greatly, but Chazal said there's a cap. There's a limit to how much you'll invest, because if you invest too much, that only tempts them to capture more people. We had a sage, the Maharam from the city of Gutenberg. He was the Rebbe of the Rosh. The noble of the city decided he wanted taxes from the Jews, so he took their chief rabbi, the Maharam Mirudenberg, and put him in jail, and told the Jews that he wants an exorbitant tax from them. The Maharam sent a letter to the people, don't redeem me. leave me in jail.
I think it's like now, we are giving foreigners, living terrorists, and giving for us this dead bodies.
Right, so that's what Halacha didn't want, because it only encourages them to kidnap more. So, the Maharam of Gutenberg, for example, spent the rest of his life in jail, and died in jail, and the noble wouldn't release his body. Because he said, until you Jews pay, I'm not releasing his body. For years, over a decade, the body sat in jail. When he died, the Rush Rabbeinu Asher, he knew that he was next in line. So the Rush packed his bags and ran away from Germany to Spain. He became chief rabbi after the Ramban. After you had the Ramban, you had the Rush, but then you had the Rush. He became the chief rabbi in Spain. That's the one rabbi who was Ashkenazi and Sephardi. Because he had to run away from Ashkenazi. He had to run away from the noble who would have put him in jail next. Now that the chief rabbi died, so he's the next chief rabbi in line. So he had to run for his life. But at any rate, that's this halacha, that we don't pay an exorbitant price. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yoshua said, I'll put together extra money. This is a special child. I have to redeem him. And he did an unusual thing, which needs to be discussed halachically how he did this. He paid an exorbitant fee, and he redeemed the child, and that child became one of the great sages of the Jewish people. He became the sage known as Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. And he was one of the most loved sages, both by the sages, he was loved, and by the common folk. He was a person who was connected to the common folk as well. And whenever they'd mention his name, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, they'd mention it in awe. So this child, Yishmael, the son of Elisha, the only reason he remained Jewish was because Rabbi Yeshua went to the jail and verified and then took the vow. He said, I'm not leaving the city till I get him out. And he was successful.